Well, your kids made a little bit of a road trip up to Lyons this past week on Tuesday and competed in a very tough district out in Lyons. And tell us a little bit about how that went.
Well, you know, it feels like an eternity ago, you know, even though it was just a few days. Made for, you know, all the long trip out to Lyons, made for a very long day. I think for me, it was, you know, it was a 22-hour day, if you think about it, you know, up at 4 a.m. And by the time I crawled back into bed, it was 2 a.m. So, you know, made for a long day, but it was worth the trip. I thought the kids handled the trip really well. You know, I think we left here. We took two buses. We kind of combined boys, girls, all field event people went on first bus, which left at 5:30, and then we took a second bus with track people later. You know, we were taking two buses anyway, but we just thought we could split it up that way and maybe save some, you know, that we didn't have our track kids sitting around an extra 3 hours, you know, because we had 3 hours of field events. So we kind of split it up that way. That worked out pretty well. You know, right away we knew that we had some pretty good guys. One of our better shots was in the triple jump. So you always get a little nervous. It's district day. You know, you get a little excited. You get a little nervous about those things. Blake Willis and Cole Davison were both triple jumping. Blake looked really good coming down the runway, I thought. His first jump he made, he was over the board a little bit, so he scratched or fouled probably just a few inches. But it was a very deep jump, so he was far into the pit. You know, so he was, you know, probably would have been a career best for him. But, you know, when you foul, it's a foul. And then his second jump, I was not real certain from my angle whether it was a foul or not a foul. You know, however they called it a foul. So now you only get three preliminary jumps. So, you know, we're sitting there sweating it just a little bit for Blake, but then he gained his composure a little bit, went back down the runway, and I know that he had backed up a little bit. Coach Young had him back up a little bit, you know, several feet. You just get a little excited, you know, district day. Anyway, he slowed down a little bit, come down, and hit a 42-footer, qualified for the finals, and that also was the mark that qualified him for the state meet. So it was awful exciting to watch. You know, Cole Davidson had a very good event. You know, he's just a young freshman. You know, he had jumped 41-4 earlier in the year, and then he jumped 40-foot-4 at the district meet for a fifth-place finish. So, you know, I thought those two boys did an excellent job, both jumping. So, you know, it started off our day pretty well.
And, of course, over on the track and field, you guys, your 4x100 ran one of the best times of the year.
Yeah, you know, so sprinters, you wouldn't think that sprinters need to get, you know, even running 100 meters, you wouldn't think that you have to get into shape. But really, it does require a training for your body because, you know, sometimes you, as a sprinter, you'd hit about 70 meters in, you kind of stall out, so to speak. You kind of hit your top end speed, and a lot of times it's hard to maintain or progress through that and get a little faster. So as you go through the season, you see a little of that as you go. Kids get faster as we go. Well, that is what happened for our guys over the last couple of weeks. They just continued to get faster. We let them get fresher legs, you know. You reduce what you do for workouts and stuff, and they just get stronger, they get faster. And that's kind of what happened for our guys. You know, one, Miles Pullman was able to come back out, and he hasn't done a whole lot since football season. So, you know, he had an injury that cost him his basketball season. But he was able to heal up, and he was able to come back out and be a contributor for our track team. And anyway, he wound up being our lead guy on our 4x1. Well, he's just gotten faster as the season went along as well. You know, I think his 100-meter time at the district meet was in 11.5 range, which was a career best for him. You know, and really, you know, the Cozad team has been really pretty good. And I was standing up in the stands watching our 4x1, and Miles, when he took off, he just really separated from everybody but the Scotts Bluff team, so which was exciting to see. I knew then we had a pretty good start going, handed to Blake, which was a nice pass. And Southwest Conference, we had an exchange problem at number two, and I was really hoping, you know, that we had that kind of resolved. You just never know. You know, districts, you really like to push the boundaries, so to speak, a little bit on those exchanges, so you get nice smooth exchanges, but you don't want people running up on each other either. Well, Blake was running into Creighton, Ureste, and there was no room left. Had they spread their spacing out a little more for the takeoff for Creighton, I don't think we would have made that exchange. But they made the pass. It couldn't have been a whole lot better pass. And then I did not get to see, there was a tree in my way, so I couldn't see the exchange to Oliver. But, you know, then Oliver had in the 100 meters prelims, he had a career best time. He had ran 11.25 in his prelims, and he wound up fourth. I think he was finished fourth or fifth in the 100 meters. Fourth is what comes to my mind. Maybe one of the two. Anyway, he ran a career best time in the prelims, and then also backed that up with an 11.3, I think 11.35 in the finals. So, you know, he's just gotten stronger and faster as the year went along as well. So, yeah, those guys, anytime that you can shave a second and a half off of your season's best time, you've done something correct. So those guys really got after it. Very proud of them. You know, they just did an excellent job of getting that stick around. We finished third. Top two are automatic qualifiers. I think Kozad's time was a 43.44, and we were 43.46. So it was pretty close, but we were the first additional qualifier. So we're, you know, lane five, heat number one when it comes to Omaha on Thursday.
Yep, that'll be great to see those kids down there. Great to see that. So we had several other kids compete. Didn't, of course, make state, but they still ended their season on good notes.
Yeah, you know, we took a lot of kids. You know, we took a lot of throwers. I think we had four throwers, all of them. I think every guy that threw was an underclassman. So that's exciting to see. Those guys are just going to continue to get better as the season, you know, as they get older. The throwing events really require you to turn into young men. You know, sometimes freshmen have pretty good marks, but as you progress and turn into a young man, you get stronger, you get a little faster, more explosive. You learn the techniques a little more. So I think those guys are just going to get better, you know, as the years go on and next year comes around. So I think Cale DeWister, you know, I think it was a young freshman, really moves around the ring well. I just think he does things right in the ring, whether it be the shot or the disc. I think that he's just a young guy. You know, he's grown a lot in the last year, so I think he's going to continue to get, you know, better, stronger, faster, figure out how to get around that ring, because what boys do that, so from junior high to high school for boys, the implements change. So they go from throwing the girls' discus and the girls' shot in junior high. When they get to high school, the discus gets bigger and heavier, and the shot put also gets heavier. So they add like 4 pounds to the shot, and they add over a pound for the discus, and the discus gets bigger. So, and you know, he threw the shot and disc further than he did a year ago as an eighth grader. So his marks are better, and he's also throwing heavier implements. So those are great things to see. You know, our vaulters are young guys as well. I think we had two freshmen and one sophomore. You know, Jackson Hartwell, you know, he vaulted a career best of 12'4". Had he been in some of the other districts, he would have qualified. Just that our district is pretty tough. So, you know, I thought we had some really good things go on. You know, our hurdlers, you know, Quinn Taylor being a senior, I thought he had a great, great season. He did battle through a bit of an injury late, and you know, I don't know, it was just one day prior to districts after Southwest Conference, he had an injury that would cost him his mobility a little bit and slowed him down a little bit. You know, so he had to battle through that a little bit. Those are things, but Quinn will never tell you that. I mean, he is a quiet young man. He's not going to come over and complain and whine about things. He's just going to continue to do the things that he needs to do and get things done. So it's exciting to watch his high school career. You know, unfortunate came to an end at that point. So you know, going to miss him next year for sure. Gunner Capps, I thought he started hurdling this year. He ran really well, I thought, at the districts. So you know, he made finals. And was unable to medal, but, you know, still had a great season as a hurdler. So, yeah, you know, I thought we had a great day.
Yeah. Looking at the final standings from the district, Scottsbluff, Cozad, Gothenburg, Sydney, and down the state, those teams are going to be competing for the state title, I believe.
Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen that way. There's some very good teams out there. A lot of the Eastern schools are really, it's just incredible. Coach Barry and I and all of the coaches, really, we sit around and we look at results from this year. And if you look back in the years, the marks have really improved. Even in our district, you know, there was times, you know, a miler. If we had a miler that was running mid 430s, really, you know, that's a shoe-in. But 434, when you looked at the entries for our district, was number eight. So, yeah, 423 was our fastest miler. I think if you didn't run a 429 mile district, you didn't qualify. So those things have changed considerably. Kids have gotten faster. The half mile, if you ran under 2 minutes, you know, let's go back 6-7 years ago, if you ran 2 minutes or faster, you're probably going to medal at the state meet. Well, that won't even get you in the fast heat anymore, because in the slower heat at the state meet, a 158 is the fastest time in the slower heat. He had to run a 155. The 155 young man is from Gothenburg, just a sophomore. He ran 153 earlier. So, you know, the kids have just gotten faster. The 100 meters, there were at one time, I think, 29 or 30 boys that had run faster than 11 seconds in Class B. So, yeah, it's gotten faster. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's always a great time to go down to Burke Stadium. And, of course, Wednesday and Thursday is Class A and B. And,
So field events are in the morning. You know, Blake will jump Wednesday morning at 9:30. And then on Thursday is the 4x1 will compete. I believe that starts at 2:10. And, you know, of course, it'll go girls first. So they'll do both B girls. They'll do both B girl heats and then do both A girl heats, and then it'll be B boys.